This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Tuesday morning, radio listeners, whether you're listening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're traveling. You've got the Odyssey app. You're listening to the Junks. We do appreciate that. Thank you for doing that. We are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is here.
Yeah, good morning, Cakes.
Good morning.
Morning, Cakes.
John Paul Flame is also with us.
Wish my name was Corey Kispert.
You wish you just signed a deal.
He's got that few money.
54 milli. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. And Eric Bickle also here.
Hey, how are you? I'm sure, you know, we're going to be out there tomorrow. Talk to the Wiz, some of the Wiz.
And
I'm sure
all the front Kispert office
people. I'm guessing because he's approachable. I know that hasn't been decided yet, but.
Had him on last time we were out there.
Yeah.
He was very nice.
You guys will have a player, but that's still TBD.
Yeah.
To be determined. Got it.
I think they're trying to nail that down today.
Yes. So we'll be broadcasting live from I believe the name of the venue is the Entertainment and Sports Arena.
Right. Yes, it's where they practice. The NBA season kicks off tonight.
Yes.
Mm. You have two games tonight. I think LeBron James is going to be on primetime. So we're in NBA season, and Corey Kispert signed a four-year, $54 million deal. That's what 13 points a game will get you.
I think we should all just harass him to give us money.
Just shake him a little bit.
If we get him.
Just give us a little bit. Give us a little
bit. I'm just going to ask him what it feels like to have FU money. Although he probably had it. Probably had it anyway.
He's a very down-to-earth guy, too.
He doesn't.
What was he making before this contract? About
his rookie contract?
Three or four?
He's very comfortable. He's very comfortable before.
Yeah.
And now this is his second NBA deal, and he'll sign it third. There's a third off in the horizon somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be even bigger and more lucrative.
He's going to have a nice long career.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Great for him.
Yeah. Well, he won the lottery. Yeah, listen, he worked hard.
Yeah.
He also won the genetic lottery, too.
Sure.
So.
Looks like he was making about $3.5 million a year.
He's devastatingly handsome.
Yeah.
This year, $5.7 million.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he was living like an NBA pauper.
Yeah.
And now he's gonna live like an NBA average guy.
Middle classer.
Which is
he's becoming the NBA middle
12
classer.
Million.
Yeah. He went from a Mike Marr to a Valdez.
Yeah. If you equate it to the Junks hierarchy.
From low class to middle class.
Yeah. And then he'll be upper class on his next.
Yeah. Deal.
Or maybe he just
stay in middle class.
Maybe just stay middle class.
Yeah.
NBA middle class is way different than like rando America middle class.
A little
class.
Bit different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit different.
But I mean, he broke into the league. He's 22. He was making $3.3 million.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Jason's right. He already was fine at 22. 23. He made $3.5 million. But let me give you what he's going to make over the next couple of years. At age 26,
mm-hmm.
he'll have a salary of $12 million. I'm just rounding.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all just
27?
Right
yeah, we are.
$13
million. Mm-hmm.
28, $14 million. 29, $15 million.
Yeah, good
It'd be
for
nice
him.
To get $1 million raise every year. Yeah.
And then
I think our raise is less than the inflation every
it's
year.
Way less.
Our raise is just
it's
embarrassing.
So are you kidding me?
Thanks, Ross.
It's a few $100.
Yeah. It's not that. Wow. Those numbers are just staggering.
Right.
So, yes, I'd love to be Corey Kispert, but Evie's right. I mean, look, he's tall. He was blessed to be tall, but there are a lot of tall people in the world that can't shoot like Corey Kispert. The guy can shoot.
True.
So he puts up a ton of shots.
Set. He has a legit NBA skill set.
Yes.
No, he's a baller.
So, yeah, we'll be out there tomorrow for the Wizards.
Is it Media Day? Is that what it's considered?
I don't know if you call it Media Day, but we'll be out there for the Wizards covering them.
Yep.
Their season is about to kick off.
That is
correct.
They're
going to struggle in terms of wins and losses, but it's all about developing Koulibaly, Sarr, and some of these young guys. And they've actually positioned the team that they have veterans that will be traded. Like, they have Jonas Valanciunas, who's a solid NBA center. He'll be traded somewhere along the way. I thought Kuzma would be traded last year. I think they have Malcolm Brogdon on the roster.
He is on the roster. Yeah.
These guys are placeholders. Mm-hmm. They'll be traded for lottery picks, probably.
That's correct.
So that's kind of what the Wizards are doing. But, man, last night it was about the Ravens. They fall behind 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard Scott Van Pelt use the term.
What time did you go to bed, Valdez?
It was an avalanche of
probably
offense.
Probably 11?
Game ended like around 11:15.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I probably
you could have gone to bed at 34:10, though.
Not with how the defense plays in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I know. They made
adventure.
It interesting.
They did it against Dallas. They did it against the Raiders.
Yeah, they make it. And then Humphrey gets hurt. How long is he going to be out?
There's no timetable
yet.
Not
good. Yeah.
There was a sequence in that game, though. You know, Baker ends up with two interceptions.
Well, the first
there was
one
a devastating sequence.
The first one was just, it's like he doesn't even see the guys. Baker from 5 years ago.
Right, but the sequence there is, right before that,
yeah,
he throws a perfect bomb to Mike Evans which is
it.
A devastating play for them, because not only does he drop it, would have put them up 17-7 at the time.
Right.
And then Baker would have had two touchdowns on interceptions. He gets hurt, hamstring. Where have we heard that before with Mike Evans?
He's the king of soft tissue injuries.
All right.
Mike. Now, he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. But he is a guy that he comes up with a lot of hand injuries.
And he had already
career.
Caught a touchdown in that game.
Yeah.
So not only do you not get the touchdown to put you up 17-7, you lose Mike Evans. Who knows how long he's going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a couple plays later, you're right, he throws an interception in the end zone where it looks like he's actually throwing it to Marlon Humphrey.
Threw it right to, just didn't see him. I don't know how you don't see him, but he just didn't see him.
I thought the second one was terrible too. I think he just locked in.
Second one was bad too. He was going for Godwin and he's like triple covered.
Right.
He had, who did he have going down the right sideline? Might have been, whatnot. It was Palmer. He had Trey Palmer wide open down the right sideline.
Right.
He throws the Godwin triple covered, just another pick. And they gave, look, I don't. Even if they would have taken that lead, you know, 17-7, the way Baltimore was moving the ball, doesn't mean they were going to win. But it was costly, not just because of the loss, but they lose Evans. And Godwin probably out for the year.
But dislocates his ankle.
It's funny, though, because I did
they lose
like,
their top two receivers.
Yeah, that's crushing.
So remember we were talking about yesterday, who's better, Tampa or Washington?
Mm-hmm, right.
Washington's better now.
Maybe with that injury. I did
that's
feel
huge.
Like through the first quarter or so, I can't remember when it kind of turned. Maybe you're just discussing it. But Tampa looked pretty good.
They were moving the ball.
They looked pretty good.
Yeah, they
and
were moving the ball.
And it just kind of fell apart. And obviously the Ravens did their thing. But
when Tampa's at full strength and doing what they do,
I'm not sure. If they're at their very best, I'm not sure we could beat either one of those teams.
They can move the freaking ball.
I was listening to the replay before the show started.
That might have ended their year.
And I heard Jason lamenting about, well, I can't have Lamar Jackson have a big game against me in fantasy football.
Yeah.
I told Valdez, I was like, I think Jason is boned, but somehow you escaped. He had a 5-touchdown performance. And didn't he chip in like 40 or 50 rushing yards on top of that?
54. I'm going to tell
and
you exactly.
Somehow you won your game. I don't understand how that works.
That offense.
Can I tell you how it works?
Schemed very well, because most of those passes, these guys are wide open.
Right.
Like Mark Andrews. How are you not covering Mark Andrews? Wide open. They showed it on TV. At one point, I guess they were running a zone blitz, and Mark Andrews just has to beat a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
In the middle of the zone.
Well, I mean, Tampa's
not. Kudos to Lamar. He's on his way for a third MVP.
It's looking
he's playing
that way.
So well.
Yeah, he's certainly the favorite. This is what happened last night in one of my fantasy leagues. All right. I was up one. Hold on. Let me do the math real quick. I was up 110-40.
Okay.
Going into
sizable
the game.
Sizable lead. Yeah.
He had Lamar, Justice Hill, and Mark Andrews.
Okay.
Those guys scored a combined 36 and 50. Call it about 98 points.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I had Kyler.
Okay.
And he had 30 for me. So I won that game 130.7 to 129.2.
Well, I'm undefeated in one of my fantasy leagues. I'm only in two fantasy leagues.
And thank God Kyler got a rushing touchdown because I would have lost.
I'm in the Goofy Johnny League.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure who's on that team, but in my high stakes league, I was down by 14 with Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. He got you what, 17?
Derrick Henry had 2 points at the half.
Yeah.
And then he erupted in the second half.
I mean, 169 rushing yards, and he scores a receiving touchdown.
Two long runs.
Yeah. He had one 81-yard run.
Yeah.
He
just, I mean,
he's still getting it done.
It's kind of a collision course. It looks like it's a collision course between Baltimore and Kansas City again for the AFC Championship. I know Buffalo is still a factor, but
the problem, it looks like the problem for Baltimore is that
defense, I know.
It's not only the defense, it's somehow the Chiefs keep winning games,
yeah,
which means they're most likely going to have to go to Arrowhead.
Right, and it'll be minus 10 degrees.
I mean, it's just brutal. Hopefully the Chiefs take some L's and then Baltimore can get home field somehow.
Well, I would think Baltimore would have to do, you know the team better than I do, but I would think Baltimore would have to do something in the secondary at the trade deadline and try and acquire one or two pieces.
I don't know. I mean, Marlon's slow. Marcus Williams is slow. Eddie Jackson is slow, but I don't know if it's personnel-based or scheme-based, because they basically have the same defense as last season.
Mm-hmm.
They took Van Noy over Clowney. Van Noy has 7 sacks this year. They lost Patrick Queen and replaced him with Trenton Simpson. I mean, that was kind of a wash, and Geno Stone left, their safety. So they have the same personnel. I think it's more scheme-based, and maybe those guys that I mentioned lost a step or two. But
so maybe you have to go out and acquire a faster guy, especially if Humphrey's going to be out for a while.
I saw that he was on the plane doing his IG live afterwards. So
he's feeling good.
So I think he's probably in good spirits.
With the Ravens trailing Chiefs, here's the thing about the Chiefs. They're winning, and Patrick Mahomes isn't even playing that
well. Mm-hmm.
I know.
He has more interceptions than touchdowns. Now, I saw some stats yesterday. Like, I think it was from somebody in Kansas City who's sick of people kind of killing the Chiefs, mm-hmm. saying, oh, they're 6-0, but they shouldn't be. Their offense is struggling. And he had stats about punt percentage where they were 4th in the NFL. So despite the fact that he's not putting up numbers, there were some stats that show that the offense has actually been just fine. Mm-hmm. And their defense, you can make an argument, is the best in the NFL now.
I mean, they're still outscoring opponents by 43 points. Like, so they're doing something.
Well, they're winning, like JP said, they're winning with their defense. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily winning with their offense every week. You know, certainly in the 49er game, they won that with their defense. So
yeah, but they still put up 28 against them. It's not like they're putting up 15 and winning.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, a lot of it was created by the defense because Purdy threw 3 picks and they had good field position.
Right.
You're right. I mean, I'm not saying that they can't win with their offense. I'm just saying this year, their defense is so good. They've got a nice balance. And then who do they play this week? The Raiders.
They're at the Raiders. And then, I mean,
then they get the Bucs at home without their receivers.
And then after that, the Broncos.
Yeah, they'll be 9-0.
That looks like 3 more wins.
The Raiders just signed Desmond Ritter. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
You know how...
good luck.
It's a big whoopee-doo.
You know how yesterday we were talking about, well, where do the Commanders fit in the NFC picture? And right now they're the 2 seed in the NFC. So the NFC has the Lions, who are 5-1. And the Commanders are 5-2. The 3 seed, well, I guess it's because of divisions, 4-3, Falcons, 4-3. You do have the Vikings and Packers with 5 wins. But the AFC, like, they are loaded with really good teams because you've got the Chiefs undefeated. You've got the Texans, Ravens, Bills, and Steelers all at 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be competitive in the AFC.
Yeah, it is. But I just think, it just looks like it's a collision course between Baltimore and Kansas City again.
Valdez, I didn't understand when you quote tweeted where I keep just saying I'm just stunned that Tennessee didn't feel like they could use Henry. And then you said, well, he was a free agent. Well, I know he's a free agent.
I know.
I didn't understand that.
Oh, it's Henry's choice. Like,
for sure.
Tennessee could give him $20 million a year if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And it's up to Henry if he wants to.
Yeah, but they didn't want to. Like, it wasn't really Henry's choice to leave. Like, they made it known.
Well, they had
a whole thing. They did like a ceremony, goodbye ceremony.
They had a new coach coming in, and they didn't want to be as run-centric as they had been in the past. Well, I'm just saying, Tennessee has really no option to try and keep him.
Right.
I mean they could have franchised him, but they weren't going
to
do that.
Yeah, they could franchise tag because it's up to Henry. Henry can basically handpick where he wants to play. He's a free agent.
Yeah, but I don't think he left there of his own volition. That's where we differ.
You think they showed him the door and said,
I think I kind of followed it. He wanted to stay there. He was like heartbroken. He was crying. He wanted to stay.
Or maybe he wanted to go to a contender where he had a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I don't think that's what it was about, but maybe it was.
I mean
I
that's probably the reason
his choice in Baltimore was perfect.
Perfect. Well, then why didn't he go to Tennessee and say, "Hey, I'll play for $10 million a year"?
I don't know. I don't know. If you followed it, he was crying like he wanted to stay in Tennessee. He said a goodbye message.
I think he's over it now. I think he's like, okay, you know what? I had a great time there.
How do you know he wanted to stay?
That was my interpretation.
That was
my interpretation
article.
Of it at that time.
I'm reading an article. It says, ahead of his ninth season, Henry expressed a desire to compete for a Super Bowl, an opportunity the Titans could not afford.
There you go. That makes sense.
Then maybe I stand corrected then. My understanding was that he wanted to stay.
Well, either way, it was the perfect move for him.
I guess that
him.
Counters it.
Great move.
Perfect move for him.
Perfect move for the Ravens.
Going to lead the league in rushing.
Commanders could have signed him.
Yeah.
Well, we signed Eckler, but yeah,
Cowboys
for sure.
Could have signed him.
That's the team that's getting the most criticism is the Cowboys. Because
every team that didn't sign him
they were looking for a running back, and Jerry Jones got the criticism because he said, salary cap, why they couldn't keep him. Then they gave Dak a ton of money.
Let me sign Zeke.
My point,
I mean, Tampa. What if Tampa signs him? I mean, Tampa, that would have been a perfect balance, so you don't have to have Baker throwing the ball so much. I mean, I know they got decent backs, but
Baker's up to 18 touchdown passes.
I know. He just...
Although I think Lamar's up to 15.
Yeah.
If I'm right.
Yeah. Lamar had a great game.
My whole thing on the Henry thing is it's not a shot at the Ravens. It's a stroke of brilliance by the Ravens.
No, I'm not saying it's a shot at the Ravens. I just like teams just can't say gimme, stay here when you're in free agency. It's up to the player. They earn their free agency. They can handpick where they want to go.
Right. I guess I thought he wanted to stay. I guess I was wrong.
Well, what they can do, and we just talked about it, they can franchise. If they really want him and he wants to go somewhere, all right, we're going to franchise you. And then if a team wants to give you draft picks for him, that's different.
My impression was that he wanted to stay. I guess I was wrong. And also that teams just give up on backs when they approach 30, which I think is silly.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, he's just a different animal.
He is. You know he's like an AP type.
Yes. That's why he's a first balloter.
Yeah, he's a ridiculous talent. Coming up on the show today, we've got Mike Jones. We'll talk more NFL with him, writer for The Athletic. And Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. He'll join us at 9:20 when we come back. We'll get into the Junk Sports page, give you the latest on Jaden Daniels' health. There's a suspension of a pretty big name wide out in the NFL. We'll get to that and more when we do the Junk Sports page next. Here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.